And his dictionary, which is renowned in Ireland, is still in print, am I right?
It is still in print. There have been 9 reprints of it. It's printed by the Irish Text Society, and the latest one that I have is 1995, I think, so it's 10 years old. I think that one is still the one that's in print, but it's hugely rich. And quite humorous in places if you like reading dictionaries.
I actually do. I'm one of those weird people. Macerlin, and he also produced a dictionary?
No, Macerlin's main work was in Irish was the poetry of Davy O'Brother, and he the final third volume of that was produced in 1918, I think, but it's a huge work, and it's still the standard work on O'Brother. He went on later on to do a lot of work in history, not so much work, I think, in Irish after that, my memory, but he was a huge presence and did a huge amount of work in the society in Ireland. The third one is Lambert McKenna, Lá Bhfeartach Muiconaí. In 1911, the Chimara was founded, I suppose, about 96 or 7 years after, 45 years after the Messenger, or about that. We celebrated our centenary in 2011.
And this was, and Chimara is the Sacred Heart Messenger in Irish.
It is, but it's
founded by the Jesuits.
Yes, but and it is, and has been always totally separate from the Messenger. It has its own article. Sometimes we exchange articles, or they have an article that we borrow, but it's very occasional. It comes out 4 times a year, and it's been in continuous print since 1911. And Lambert McKenna was the second editor, and we still have pamphlets by him downstairs and the editions of An Tíomhar that are his. He did an MA under Osborne Bergen in the university. That would be Newman's University. Can't remember the proper name for that now. And he concentrated a lot on the bardic poetry from the 12th century on. Interesting enough, I think he actually printed some of them in An Tíomhar, so the capacity of people to read Old Irish or early modern Irish at that stage must have been fairly good. So he would have done an amazing amount of work producing, doing the bardic poetry, and all of that in maybe 15 or 20 years, plus he produced one of the big English-Irish dictionaries. Now, it's a phrase dictionary rather than the normal kind of dictionary. So you don't just get the equivalent of a word. You get a whole series of phrases that word would have occurred in. And his idea was that in translating, we shouldn't be translating literally, but we should be looking for equivalent phrases in the language we're translating into.
Which is very modern insight into translation.
I hadn't a copy of it, but I got a copy of it from a cousin of mine who lives in Gort, and I've been dipping into it, and it could do with a reprint. I can't remember now. I think it may have been the National on Goom that produced it. The difficulty, though, Dineen has got over that. The difficulty is that we changed our script from the old Irish script to the modern Irish script, and even the old Irish script that both of those dictionaries are printed in have the old S's and old R's, which are kind of hard to get your head around. But certainly, and there have been a few books on phrase dictionaries produced lately, we could do with McKenna again, just so that his Severus, the richness of his language would be available to modern Irish people. I suppose the thing that struck me would be what we call dul na cainte, the way the language actually puts things. We were in correspondence with Brendan O'Devlin in Maynooth, around discernment, and his letter it will be produced in An Tíomhar, the next edition. There's a different way that Irish goes about expressing itself, and it's part of a richness of mentality that we have. And I think our generation, certainly my generation and presumably generations afterwards, can do with drawing on that, because there has been point made over the last number of years that bilingualism and what bilingualism does for the brain and the development of personality and perspective and expression is a very enriching thing. And in actual fact, it enriches the culture. And it's that kind of richness that can be of great use in modern times of communications.